one of the takeaways that I got from JuSeek was this idea that flexible space might save landlords. As occupiers empty their portfolios, the flexible like work bars in buildings is going to save them. I wanted to ask, what's your thoughts on saving the day? And secondly, are you hearing discussions about, you know, the negotiations with the valuation?
Yeah, so really interesting questions. We're partnering with CORE on some of these products that we've created. And one of the new products that we put to market coming out of the pandemic was we partnered with a downtown Boston landlord in 12 of their assets, and we took over the leasing and management of their spec suite. And we go out to market and we advertise these suites to tenants. And when they sign for the suites, they're work bar members. And so they're taking on, let's say, a 12-month, 18-month, 24-month term. They have a downtown HQ in one of these buildings, but their employees also get access to the work bar regional network. So the assumption is that the employees will go meet downtown in the HQ together 2 to 3 days a week, managed by work bar, but not in a work bar building. And then they'll go out to work bar locations closer to where they live and avoid the commute 2 or 3 days a week. And so in my opinion, that product really bridges the gap between modern tenants and traditional landlords. And the spec suites had been on the market for 2 years. And the landlord just, A, wasn't really showing them that often and wasn't generating leads to fill that space. WorkBar has a lead generation machine. And so we have plenty of leads to fill those spaces. We just never had the spaces. And then at the same time, we like to drive that traffic to our spaces when they're underutilized on Monday and Fridays, which is typically the day those employees will go to the work bar spaces out in the suburbs. So I do think that this is what modern tenants are demanding. They're not just demanding like flexible terms, because at this point, landlords will give them flexible terms. Landlords are absolutely doing 12-month leases right now. They're selling space furnished. They're doing lots of very unique deal structures to get tenants into the spaces, especially in the Class B suburban market. We've seen a lot of that, as we're competing for the same tenants. And in a lot of cases, the tenants are still downsizing into work bar space just because they want to provide employees access to the work bar network. So it comes with a lot of value add to it. I think we'll continue to see innovative products hit the market within the flexible workspace product line. In terms of valuation of assets, before it was always work bar would have to put up a significant amount of a security deposit. They do credit checks on us. They would, you know, we'd have to sign a cross-company guarantee. There were a lot of hoops that we would have to jump through to get these leases, especially after the failure of the WeWork IPO initially. So we're not seeing that so much anymore. My phone rings every single day with landlords saying, you know, we'll do a management deal with you. We just want work bar in the building. We know how much value you bring to this area. Work bar, you know, another differentiator of work bar is that we have really good brand recognition here in Boston and a valuable IP. And we've been in business for over 10 years. We started in 2009. So we have a track record of historically, you know, beating, even during the pandemic, performance metrics. And so, you know, when we're able to achieve $90 a square foot in revenue in a building that typically gets $30 to $35 square foot in gross rent, and I have, you know, 10 years of financial data I can share with a landlord, that's really attractive. I've also noticed that most recently in terms of valuations of buildings is that landlords are coming in to do tours of my location with their lenders. And they're like, look, nobody can sell work bar as well as you can. So I'm going to bring my lenders in to meet with you and to tour the locations. I mean, that has never happened before.
Yeah.
So I think everyone is sort of trying to get comfortable being a little bit more innovative on how these deals can be structured.